This project is entirely funded by the stimulus bill. So the Department of Energy issued a funding opportunity announcement last year, and we were one of the successful respondents to that announcement. The total project pool for the 16 projects is $620 million, which are cost-shared, 50% cost-shared. And our project total budget, including the cost share, is about $178 million.
So the Energy Department is the kind of parent of this whole thing. And the partners that you're working with, the technology partners, are one of them's got to be a utility that has some wires, right?
Well, the utilities are the operational partners, if you will, because, as you said, they have the wires. The 11 different utilities are a diverse set representing a cross-section of the utility industry. It involves rural electric co-ops, involves municipal utilities, involves public utilities, which are perhaps a little bit unique to the Northwest region, and also investor-owned utilities. They each, as a part of the process of assembling our team, proposed specific things that they wanted to do with smart grid technology. And we, pulling together the project as a whole, are also implementing a relatively new technique called transactive control, which will take advantage of the various smart grid assets that each of the utilities will be installing.
Okay, let's back up just a moment. What is a smart grid exactly?
Well, a smart grid is one way to think of it is the convergence of internet technology, which provides bidirectional communications between various devices in the electric power system, and intelligent devices that are introduced into the power system. Those intelligent devices could be in the distribution system, in transformers, in substations, and they can also be at the end-use points, at people's houses or businesses, in the form of smart meters, which is the part of the smart grid that's been getting the most attention lately.
So that internet component, in other words, transfers information about what's going on with the grid in terms of consumption and that kind of thing?
Or the operational state of different components of the grid. And it's not necessarily literally implemented with the internet, but it's the bidirectional communication that's been introduced into the power system that's the important feature. In the past, there was really, if any, communication, one-way communication. And so now the operators of the electric power system have a much richer set of data that will become available to them to help them more effectively and efficiently operate the system.
Now, let me ask you a technical question. The data that goes along with the smart grid, talking the data, quote-unquote, talking about the operational state or the consumption of different devices, does that travel on the same wires as the electricity, or is there another part of this?
There are many different possibilities for that, one of which is for it to travel on the same wires as the electricity. There's something called power line carrier communications. But it could also be traveling through separate parallel channels. Some implementations can be based on cellular technology with cell phone technology. There's also others based on using the just general internet. There's others using dedicated communications lines. So it really just depends on the specific circumstance of a given utility and their infrastructure and the infrastructure of the community that they're serving.
We're speaking with Ron Melton, director of the Pacific Northwest Smart Grid Demonstration Project. And you're not yet to operational phase. What is the state of your demonstration project at this point?
Well, we have just we're just about to finish our conceptual design phase. We've been working with each of the utilities and each of our participants to get the funding in place for each of them to get the contracts going, and to let them start procuring the equipment that they'll be installing at each of the utilities, and at the same time working with our technology participants to design the transactive control infrastructure that will let us demonstrate that particular technique in this project. We expect to be moving into our detailed design phase in the next few weeks, and we have roughly 2 years that we'll spend in that detailed design phase and begin our operational period in roughly August of 2012.
But there's going to be real devices and real electricity on this. This is not something that's isolated from people turning their lights off and on.
Absolutely. This we'll have about 60,000 end-use points involved in the project. We'll be, in particular, collecting data that help establish the cost-benefit results for smart grid technology. This is one of the key reasons why the Department of Energy has funded these projects, is to develop that base of knowledge so that decision makers in the federal government or in the state public utility commissions or the city council, whoever the decision maker happens to be, have solid data upon which to make investment decisions as they modernize their electric power systems.
And what is it you hope to learn?
We hope to learn several things. One is we hope to contribute to the improvement of the interoperability and cybersecurity standards that are needed to support widespread implementation of smart grid technology. We hope to learn what sort of responsiveness one can get from the involvement of the end users through the smart grid functionality, what sort of efficiencies in the system they help achieve, what sort of things the customers resonate with and which things they don't resonate with. There's a lot of discussion right now in the electric power industry about the role of consumers and how to engage consumers so it's a win-win proposition for the electric utility and for the consumer to participate in the modernization of the power system. And lastly, we have this specific technique of transactive control that we are extending from previous projects, and we hope to learn what will work well with that as we extend that and what doesn't work well.